The Ray Foley Podcast.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
A Today FM original podcast.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Ooh! Let's do a podcast. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How you doing?
And our email address, if you fancy emailing, it's jp@todayfm.com. Thank you for downloading. And don't forget, guys, smash that subscribe button. If there's a subscribe button anywhere in the vicinity of the screen of the device upon which or from which our voices are emanating, then smash it.
You can also review podcasts wherever
you
get your podcasts.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But only review it if it's positive.
Don't.
Thank you.
Do not do that. I've noticed that there are a number of apps showing up on my phone that you'll download an app and you'll be using it for a week or two, and then they'll say to you, hey, sorry to interrupt. Jeez, I know you're busy, but just wondering, are you enjoying using the app? And you just go, what's this crap? What is this? This is nonsense now.
I'll either usually hit not now. That's one of the options.
If there's a not now, yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Or then usually it's got those empty, not coloured in stars. So you can select, you know, 1 star to 10 stars. You're just pressing the one you want to rate. I always go somewhere in the middle because, I mean, an app has never delighted me, you know?
No, it's an app is purely functional. It's for what I need it for. I'm using it for the thing I'm using it for, and you're doing the thing right, fine. So I think the stars are only when you go to review. It's a 2-step process, I think. Tell me I'm wrong. I think the first part of the process is, are you using the app?
Mm.
And then they only say yes or no.
Well, Tinder definitely, I think it prompts you. And I mean, then immediately in your head, you're going, well, it was that day.
How many times have I had sex in the last 3 weeks?
I will give a star for every sexcapade.
And he still won't give it 5 stars.
But speaking of reviews, actually, Dublin Airport. Do you ever hit the smiley face, the angry face, or the sad face?
Never.
I never hit those. I see them in Tesco as well,
I think. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And they're as I'm leaving shops, it's like, how is your experience today? Hit the smiley face, and I think to myself, what kind of a tool push? And I can imagine the security guards in some office upstairs on the 3rd floor, locked away, like the store detectives, with the wall of video cameras in front of them, and they've got the video pointing down at the smiley face buttons in the shop, and they're as soon as anyone start approaches, and they're kind of like, oh, what's this? I'm curiously investigating type of face. They're thinking, look at this tool. They're not going to do it. What kind of a... I think it's a uniquely Irish thing, though. I think in like Americans would probably, or even English people or whatever, would probably, this is my opportunity to express my satisfaction or otherwise with the service I received today. Whereas in Ireland, we're just not that type of person.
Well, I would have thought the feedback they get is going to be horribly skewed, because you're only ever usually motivated to pass comment or give feedback on something if you've just had an unpleasant experience at the till or wherever in the shop.
I'm telling you now,
what?
The only feedback that they get, that head office, every 30 days, they're culling the responses of the store in, I don't know, Ballyo-Shocknessy, County Galway. I'm telling you now, the only results that they're getting on those machines are of the buttons that are low enough for the toddlers to reach.
Oh, right.
Because
okay.
Toddlers are the only people pushing those buttons. Similarly, when you're in Tesco's, don't forget to take a blue token. Do you ever get those? Don't forget.
Yes.
Have you scanned us? Oh, there's another one. Jesus, we're off, lads. We're off and running. I wanted to do sex. We'll do sex in a minute. JP and I are going to have sex. Stick around for that.
No, we're going to have a sex conversation.
Potatoes, potatoes. Tomatoes, tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing up. Inside in Tesco's, you're at the self-service, right? You ping all of your...
I only ever do self-service.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You ping all your stuff through the self-service.
Yeah.
And at the end, in my case, I take out my club card. Before I pay, have you scanned or swiped your club card? In their English accent. And then I swipe my club card. I have it scanned on the barcode, yeah? And then once I scan it, then it says... Club card accepted.
I'm
trying to remember. Club card accepted. Remember, scanning your club card helps you earn club card points. I'm like, yeah, I know it does. That's why I scan my club card. There's no need for you to tell me, first of all, to scan my club card, and then when I've successfully scanned it, to tell me why I scanned it. I didn't need that. I knew that. And it gets me every goddamn time.
You're easily riled.
Every time.
Then you're hitting that sad button before you leave
the minute
as well.
I'm mashing the sad button.
Yeah, yeah.
Click, 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 click. Kid, get out of the way. Three-year-old trying to reach the button. Click, 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 click.
Self-service checkout tension and panic is, it gets me every time. Because if you're ever in an underground shopping centre and you're looking to scan from your phone, of course, you haven't naturally connected to the Wi-Fi in the place. So you're on 3G. But then when you're opening your digital Tesco club card, you know, club card.
Oh, do you need
it
internet
won't open,
for that?
So then you have to go into your settings, connect to Wi-Fi, wait for it to connect. You're looking at the queue, looking at you, look at this fool with his phone. Then you're trying to find it. Then you go open your club card. You're like, will I try to activate a coupon now? Or have I already wasted enough time? And you're sweating. Although, at least Tesco's interface goes along at a fair old clip.
Fascinating stuff. If you want to get involved.
That deserves an email, right?
It's jpmgp@todayfm.com. I sign up for all of the loyalty things and I don't use any of them.
I go into the
O'Brien's.
Yeah, are you going to go through every single one you have?
O'Brien's off license, Tesco's,
email us.
Super Value, Costa, Dunn's.
That's it.
Right, okay. Boots, though, I tell you what, I'm doing very well on the boots.
I'm sure they give you something every time you go in. You're getting vouchers and all sorts.
Every time I go into Boots, the lady behind the counter says to me, oh, and she kind of, because I've got a lot. I've got over €100 in Boots.
I spend as
points.
Soon as somebody tells me you've got X amount of points, I'm spending them straight away.
But I'm the opposite. Only with Boots points, I'm like, oh, I'm doing great. I've got a lot. I've got over 100, and I might be approaching €200.
Why are you holding on to those points?
Every time I'm at the Boots counter, the lady has a kind of a like when she sees the number, she goes like. I can see it. You know that scene in Pulp Fiction where they open the suitcase and the light is...
The golden light hits their face.
The golden light. That's the glow on your woman's face as I see her looking at the checkout on the other side of the scanner, on the other side of the counter in Boots. She's giving me the option. She's like, do you want to spend your points? I'm like, look at that number, woman. Look at the number. Do you think now, after all these years, I'm going to start spending the points? Don't be ridiculous.
Someday you're going to hear the headline on Sky News, shocking news today, as chain Boots has closed down.
Yeah.
Loyalty points will no longer be valid. But I know, is it 1,000?
Do you know what? I have considered that. And regularly there are headlines on the internets that are like shocking news or Boots customers devastated with shocking change to their point system. And I'm straight in there. I'm like, well, oh no. But no, once I've got them in money, in financial terms, that I already have them, but they're changing them going forward. Like they make changes that like, oh, you're only going to get half the amount now. You're not going to get as many points.
But what is the psychology of holding on to them? Why?
It's only that I've got so much that I can't let go of them.
So you're a collector. You're a hoarder of points.
I am. It's an ADHD thing as well.
Right.
I'm a collector for a lot of, you know this. There's a lot of things that it's like, oh no, I need to have the collection. I need to collect. I need to get them all. Same with I'm also of the view that I might need them for something at some stage.
Yeah. So just use them. You already need them. They're money. Everyone needs money.
If I have the money for the thing, it's, you know, if I'm buying something there, I have the money for the thing I need, salt patines or whatever. I'm like, no, I'll pay for that now. And I get more points. I get more
He's
points.
He's gaming the system, guys. He's got it all figured out.
And someday, I'll go in there and I'll spend thousands of euro in Boots points.
4 foot spas.
Yeah. I'll show them.
Look at me. And then you get points for those.
Yeah. It goes on. Actually, that's a good question. Do you get points then for the stuff you get on Boots points? That's a good one.
Is it?
I wanted to talk about sex. Oh, bit of class.
Bit of Vivaldi there for you guys.
Vivaldi.
Four seasons, that is, right? I think. I mean, I could be wrong.
I wanted to talk about sex, but I think we are out of time. We've got 2 minutes.
That's not enough time to talk about sex. For some people, that would be enough time. For me, Ray, I need more than 2 minutes. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what he means. Yeah. It's a sex joke he's after me. Yeah. What was the gist of it? Because there'll be something else next week.
How long does sperm last? Four fertility questions 95% of British people are clueless about. So it's four big questions about the reproductive cycle and fertility that people are completely unaware of.
Oh, right. So, okay. So you're going to ask me if I'm terrible with sex. Most fellas are. It's just like, where do I stick it? And what happens then?
God bless the secondary school system in Ireland. Sex education 101.
I tell you what, sex education.
Come here, where do I stick it again? It is that. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do I stick it? And when are you due? Go on then, ask me the four questions.
Number one.
I'm very tired.
Where does the sperm meet the egg, Ray? Only 28% of British people when surveyed knew the correct answer for this. So where in the lady's body does the sperm meet the egg?
The fallopian tubes.
You are correct. Oh, well done.
Get in to the fallopian tubes. Come on,
that
quick.
Was a zone on Crystal Maze. How long does it take for the body to regenerate sperm? This is a tricky one. 95% of British people surveyed did not know the answer.
How long does it take to... So once it dies or once you lose some? Once you dispense, I suppose.
Yeah, both, I suppose.
How long before...
You regenerate the sperm?
I don't know, a day.
It's actually 3 to 4 months.
Months?
Yeah.
No wonder I'm wrecked. I'm constantly working away here in the background.
How long does sperm take to reach the egg? Come on, guys, it's against the clock.
How long does sperm take to reach the egg?
44% of Brits got this one correct.
So you've had sex, you've done the two. Come on in, Louise. Yeah. We're talking about sex.
Yeah.
How long, Louise, jump on there. How long does it take? This is a podcast. How long does it take the sperm to reach the egg?
We have just established that neither of us have any clue about the reproductive cycle whatsoever. Oh, the Ray's been okay.
You've just trebled the knowledge base of...
Have
the
I?
Human.
You're assuming I know anything about it. I have one.
Guys, concentrate on the question. How long does sperm take to reach the egg? We've got 1 minute.
I don't know. A race, anyway.
A day.
4 seconds.
4 seconds?
Yeah.
Wow.
That apparently.
Quick. Oh Jesus! Right, I've got 1 minute before.
Although it can live inside a woman's body for up to 7 days after sex,
but it's just hanging around there. It's not. It's just like, oh, there's an egg over there, but I'm not going to bother. Is it
exactly? And what happens to your fertility at the age of 35?
I'm allergic to eggs.
That's a very personal question.
Say that again?
That's very detailed. What happens to your fertility at the age of 35? I don't bloody well know.
Louise, you're delighted you walked in.
This is terrible timing.
Just for question four. Well, I tell you what. We'll come back to that. If you'd like to answer that question by email, it's jp@todayfm.com. Louise, my apologies. Smash the subscribe button. And thank you for downloading.
Uh-oh. Ray Foley. Weekday afternoons from 2 on Today FM.
I love the show. Hey.